There you are. My favorite person. My hero. My pal. My role model. Do you have a second?
No, this is my favorite cartoon.
No, I was talking to Mike.
Yeah, it's my favorite cartoon, too.
Mike, listen, Look, I need you to drive me on a date tonight with a girl who quite possibly could be your sister-in-law.
Oh, come on, Benny, get Mom or Dad to drive you.
Oh, come on, that would ruin everything. This babe is 15 years old.
Oh, 15, a ripe woman. Good work, Benny.
What's a ripe woman?
Well, Chrissy, it's kind of hard to put into words.
Is Kayla ripe? Like, you guys are so hot.
Please, Mike. Please, will you drive me? This girl's like no other girl I've ever met. She actually likes me.
Well, this I gotta see. All right, Benny, I'll drive you.
Great. And I also need you to...
What was that?
I need you to find a date for Trisha's brother who's home from college.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You expect me to find a date for this crazy girl's brother?
Look, I'm just asking you for one woman. You've got hundreds of them.
Well, not anymore. I mean, just lately I've been seeing one. Kate.
Well, she's a little tall, but okay.
No, Betty, we can't have cake. We have a very special relationship.
I'll wash your car for a month.
Does that include white walls? No, that would be wrong.
Mike, I am desperate. Where am I going to find a college-age girl who's available on such short notice?
Ben, I'm just driving you and this girl. Why do I have to meet her parents?
Why? So they can see what a safe driver you are.
Well, that is true.
Oh, and by the way, if Trisha's brother asks you, you were blonde until 5 o'clock today.
What?
Well, how else could I get him to go out with you?
I am not going on any date.
Carol, I am bigger than you. I could kill you.
Hi, Benjamin.
Oh, hi, Trish. You're going.
What are you so worried about? She's not so bad.
Not so bad?
Hi, I'm Brad.
Apparently, my brother has given you the impression that you and I are going... Yale?
Uh-huh.
Let's party.
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near
the best.
Ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes out. Maybe rain or shine, all the time. We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Sharing the laughter and
being upside down with you in that skirt.
How'd you like it, Carol? Carol.
Boy, that was fun. So, what's next?
Parachute drop.
How about it, Trisha, for a little free falling?
Ooh, you're so nasty.
I think I'm just gonna sit this one out.
Oh, well, heck, so will I.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people get nauseous.
Are you gonna upchuck again?
No. And I'm sorry about your shoes. Look, I'm not really your carnival kind of girl. I mean, I'm more comfortable in museums and theaters and libraries.
If you're a Shakespeare nut, I'm your girl. Quote any line, I'll tell you what play it's from.
Holy moly, it's Erica! In the red uniform! Those lips! Those fingers!
Who?
See the second trombone? I used to date her! Heck, we were practically engaged! Talk about bad timing, huh? I meet a great girl like you, my old fiancé marches back into my life. See ya!
See ya! I took 5 years of piano lessons.
Trish, I swear it was an accident. What? Haven't you ever heard of gravitational pull?
Where's your brother?
Ben, we're going home.
Oh, he dumped you.
For your information, he didn't dump me. I dumped him, okay? We're going home, Ben.
Carol, please, beg him to take you back. Break his glasses if you have to.
You heard me. The carnival is over.
I'll find you another date. Hey, are there any lonely guys out there?
We are going home.
Carol, please, just give me 2 more hours. Have pity on a brother who has never done you any harm. Yet.
Ooh, Benny, you're nasty and mean. All right, I'll give you an hour, but not a minute more.
2 hours? Perfect.
Ben, 9 o'clock. 1 hour exactly by the Ferris wheel.
Midnight, I got it.
9 o'clock exactly.
Got it, 1 a.m.
Ben, if you're not here by the time I count to three, I'm leaving. One, two.
Hey, beautiful. Hey, you, darling. You've been warming that bench for 45 minutes. You going for a ride or not?
Risk my life on a flimsy wheel with single bolt construction, no thanks.
Oh, what's life without a little risk taking?
Oh, God, I've encouraged.
What?
Well, if you must know, I'm waiting for my little brother.
What? Well, from up there, darling, you can see everybody.
No thanks.
So what does your brother look like?
There's no one running your ride.
Oh, let him spin, darling. I see a woman in distress.
I'll tell you what. If you stop calling me darling, I'll go for a ride.
No problem, sweetheart.
Okay, where is that little weasel? I can't even smell him from up here. Oh, no. It's Brad. Yale, it figures. You can't see me alone on this thing. Now what?
Don't worry, darling. Wheels jammed.
Well, I'm damn it.
I dare not with single bolt construction. Kidding. Just sit tight. Which car are you in? Everybody stay calm. Nothing to worry about, darling.
Just stay off this death cut.
We got her going now, darling. Yeah. Oh, ow.
Are you all right?
It's my ankle. Damn, that hurts. Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. There's my trailer.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Bed's over there.
The bed.
Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm just not used to carrying men around. Does it hurt bad?
Oh, I'll live.
Do you need some ice on it, Mr.
Jake. Jake Landau.
Hi, Judy Jones.
Nice to meet you, Judy.
Oh, the complete works of William Shakespeare?
Yea, verily, sweet Juliet. I like to read it in the lonely hours of the night.
Wow.
You surprised?
Oh, no, it's just that I didn't think that you...
Could read?
No, but I mean Shakespeare?
Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage
and then is heard no more.
It is a tale told by an idiot.
Ben!
What?
I have to go.
Stick around. I don't get much chance to talk Shakespeare.
I can't. I'm sorry. I have to go ruin my brother's good time. It was nice meeting you.
Hey, Judy, wait up!
Hey, Jake! Hey, Brink. Let's see a final live one. Show her a good time yet?
I'm working on it.
You saw the babes. Me, they laugh at. I don't care.
Ben! Ben! Ben!
Good. He's not here.
Good. The kid's not here.
Nah, kids probably having so much fun he lost track of time.
There's nothing wrong with having fun.
Oh, I didn't say there was. It's just that my idea of fun's a little bit different.
You tried the whip?
Excuse me?
The whip?
Oh, you mean the ride? Well, I'm not really the whip kind of girl.
Give me 5 minutes.
Here every night.
Here comes the grand finale.
I guess I'll have to be getting home then.
Why?
Well, because the carnival's gonna be over.
Maybe.
Everyone's gonna be going home.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait for them to leave.
What are you talking about?
When they're gone, it'll be our carnival.
Never had my own carnival before.
Then you're due.
This is when I like carnival the best. There's nobody here, but if you listen real close, you can still hear the laughter.
You never have to go home. I mean, you get to stay here every night.
Yep. So what's your pleasure?
Well, we haven't tried the parachute drop yet. If you're in for a little free-falling. Ben! I forgot about my brother.
Judy, relax. He probably found another way to get home.
Well, no, I'm not worried about him. It's just that, well, I've never forgotten that he existed before. What a wonderful feeling.
So you're not worried about
it?
Let me show you my favorite place, where anything's possible.
Oh! I want to go here!
Oh, but this is just photographs. I'm talking magic.
I thought this was my carnival. Oh, this is great!
You really shouldn't touch those costumes.
It's my carnival. I'll touch what I want to touch. Touch, 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 touch. Touch, touch. So, what costume do you want to wear?
Huh?
What do you want to be?
I don't know. What do you want to be?
What would I like to be? Well, I'd like to be a woman who's considered desirable and attractive and fun. But without giving up my intelligence, or drive, or dignity. And I would love to have enough self-confidence so that it wouldn't be some guy from Yale dumping me, but me dumping him.
I think that costume's being cleaned.
Okay, then. How about, stripper? Dress up, just be in the picture with me.
You're a dangerous woman, Judy Jones. A dangerous woman.
So, what do you want to do next?
What do you think?
Carol?
Ben, wake up.
What?
What?
Where's Carol?
Isn't she in her room?
No, but the car she drove is in the driveway. Explain that.
I can't. Can I?
Ben, level with us. Did Carol come home from the carnival with you or not?
No.
Well, how did you get home?
You drove? Again?
No. I learned my lesson. Trish drove.
I thought she was 15.
How'd she get a license?
I didn't say she had a license. Nor did I say she learned her lesson.
Your eyes shut. Keep them shut. Come on. Come on. Come on. You ready?
Yes.
This is the place. Open your eyes.
A fun house.
You have no idea. Come on.
Jake? Jake?
Over here, darling.
Don't leave me alone like that.
Over here. There's nothing in here that's going to frighten you.
This is how I see myself.
You're the skinniest fat woman I know.
Well, this is how I used to look.
I don't believe it. This is how you look to me.
Well, this is how I wish I looked.
This is how you look.
No, it's the mirror and the lights.
No, it isn't. How do I look in the mirror?
Terrific.
How do I look in person?
Terrific.
What does that tell you?
I like the way you look.
You take my breath away.
Is it getting a little warm in here? I mean, maybe we should...
You know, we could be so much more comfortable, say, in my trailer.
Trailer?
Oh, don't get the wrong idea. I'd be happy to stay here, too.
The wrong idea. Let's go to your trailer. This isn't anything like I thought it would be.
What is it?
The trailer? The books? You? But I wouldn't change a thing. Particularly you. It's perfect.
What's perfect?
This night, you make me feel so beautiful.
What we're going to do here tonight, Judy, is...
I don't want a lie to be any part of this night. My name isn't Judy.
What?
I only told you that because, well, I was afraid of letting a stranger get too close to me. My name is Carol Ann Seaver.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
And I'm 19 years old, and I live at home, and not because I have to, but because I think I want to.
It's okay.
And I go to school at Columbia in pre-law, but I'm not really sure anymore.
Look, I don't need to know all this.
I need... for you to know all this. I need you to know me.
I know you plenty.
I never really dated too much because I never really thought men were interested in me until you showed me.
Look, Carol, Judy, whatever your name is, I don't care.
You don't have to tell me anything about you because I trust you.
Shut up.
What did I say?
Look, it's getting late. Why don't you go home or something?
Something to upset you. Good night.
Stop your crying, darling.
Nothing ever works out for me. Nothing.
You got it all wrong. You don't know how well it worked out for you tonight.
Are you kidding? A guy I don't even know from Yale dumps me. And another guy that I am ready to do some important stuff with kicks me out of his trailer There is obviously something wrong with me.
Something wrong with you? What are you doing, looking in one of those funny mirrors again?
I'm just seeing things the way they are. I'm not attractive to be with.
You got it all mixed up. You're beautiful, Carol. You can't go around waiting to hear from guys like me because you don't know who they are or what they want. They could hurt you.
I'm not like that.
Oh, why? Used to be.
Did you mean it when you said that I was beautiful?
Don't you listen? Don't ask me. Say to yourself, I'm beautiful, and any guy who doesn't want me is a damn fool.
I can't say that.
Then nobody can. Come on. Say it now.
What, out loud?
Yeah, shout it.
People will hear me.
That's the point. Shout it. I, Carol Seaver.
I, Carol Seaver.
Louder.
I, Carol Seaver, am beautiful.
Shout it.
I'm beautiful.
And
any man who doesn't want me is a damn fool.
Yeah.
I am never going to forget this night.
Neither am I, darling. Neither am I.
Happened to you?
And why are you dressed like a gypsy?
Oh, yeah, aren't I?
I want to know what's been going on tonight.
Magic.
Magic.
Mom, isn't this a wonderful place?
Well, I'll let you know after you tell me what you mean by magic.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Ben is in for quite the surprise when Maggie becomes his new teacher. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin fears his birthday is doomed to take a back seat to his best friend's bar mitzvah.
You're watching.